The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567 here on the 4th of
December.
Wow. You know, I'm not even going to talk about November because October, we lost control. And it felt like we had control in September. And then October blew in. Next thing I know, Robert Burke shows up with a mask on and everything. So it's Halloween. And then now he's back in the studios. It's been Turkey Day past. It's already gone. And now there's 21 shopping days left till Christmas. I count the 25th. Robert, here's a secret for you.
Mm-hmm.
7-Elevens are open on Christmas Day. They have combs. They have, headache, powders and, donuts. If things really get bad and you couldn't find that one spot, and here it was Christmas morning, you jump up, run down there, buy a few things, quart of oil, something. So they'll have something under the tree, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is probably why I've been married several times. Okay. Hey, the news is brought to you 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the weather looks like?
Today, you can expect mostly cloudy and a high of 59 with a low of 45 with increasing clouds. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and a high of 57 and a low of 47 with rain likely tomorrow night. That will continue all the way through Sunday. Now for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rain, a high of 56 for Friday, 57 for Saturday, and for Sunday, you can expect a high of 58 with overnight lows dropping down in the 40s. It's currently mostly clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff, 48, 47 in Anderson. It is 42 in the city of Shasta Lake and 44 degrees in downtown Redding. If you're traveling up in the hills, bring along those chains. That is my recommendation for you, 299 West, East, 44. And if you are near Dunsmuir, they do have I-5 down to one lane. South of Castella to Castella Road. That's 0.6 miles. So definitely slowing down.
Okay. Also, ski park up there, Mount Shasta, is opening December 13th.
Yes,
it is. I understand there was a chance that Mount Shasta could get a new record snowfall of something like 18 feet. Was that? Did you read that?
I did read that, but I wanted to wait till we got a little bit closer because we've got a brand new storm brewing.
Yeah.
And so it looks like I think it's going to be deeper than that.
Deeper than 18 feet?
I think it's going to be closer to 20. I really do.
20 feet of snow.
20 feet of snow.
So you know what? If you're going to go north, do it now.
Exactly.
Do it today. Go down in that single lane and take lots of food and money with you because you're not going to come back for a while. Anyway. And I had friends that are going up to their ranch up past Weed. It never did make it past Weed. Others are going up to the Trinity. Never made it to the Trinity. I mean, they just didn't make it because of the snow.
Yeah, but we're in a drought, right?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I drove through 15 hours of drought the other day. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas and Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney have built this great company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, of course, but it's a better-known company, and they've done so many things to hire veterans. They've got a program where if you're still rebuilding from the car fire, and there many are, and you're living out on your property in an RV or a trailer, instead of having to take those 7-gallon tanks out every week, they're going to put a 110-gallon tank on your property for free and then give you a super price on propane. These are really great people. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, we're here with Robert Burke,
hello,
movie critic at large, and he saw the movie
Knives Out,
which I saw mm-hmm. the previews look kind of cute.
Yeah. It's a murder mystery from the director of Star Wars The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. Rian Johnson.
Yeah, we got to talk about your voice because you're singing tonight, buddy.
Yes, I am at Madrigal Dinner. Knives Out stars Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon. It's got a huge cast. And it follows the story of this family where the great-grandfather has passed away, and they are trying to figure out who killed him, basically. So there's some detectives brought onto the scene to try to figure out who killed him, and it's a big murder mystery involving all the members of his family to try to see if any of them are guilty. And there's also a lot going on with the man's nurse, who stayed at the house very frequently.
Who played the nurse?
Her name is Ana de Armas.
Okay.
She's a kind of up-and-coming actress, and this is her first lead role.
Most of the people you've seen there, you've seen them before.
Yeah.
It's an ensemble piece, and it's gotten uniformly good reviews. But what did you think about it?
I loved it. I think it's a really, really well-made film. The sets and the costumes and the pacing and the way that it's edited, it's all very technically strong. And the cast is just really does hold this movie up. The thing is, when you have a big cast like this with, like, 10 big actors, it's really hard to try to balance it all out, because it's really hard to try to have 12 different characters all have different personalities and different arcs. But I will say that Rian Johnson does that really well. There were only two characters in the movie out of, like, 20. There were two that I think could have been developed a little bit more, but besides that, all of their motives are clear. You understand them, and no matter how small a role is, they all have these small little moments where you get to see their personality and you get to see their relationship with other people in the house. And that's just a really difficult thing to do as a director.
Well, yeah, I guess so. They were talking about the – have you had a chance to see The Irishman yet?
I did, yes. I saw that in theaters.
Okay, well, let's roll to that. But so that is one that gets – that's a Robert Burke. Knives Out is a must-see.
Yes.
Okay.
As is The Irishman.
Okay, let's talk about The Irishman a little bit, because I've read some things about it. That the woman that plays his daughter is an Academy Award actress. She has she's an Academy Award winner. Had six lines.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
I didn't read about that, but I saw the movie.
So you noticed that. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell everybody what The Irishman's about.
So The Irishman follows the story of Frank Sheeran, who was...
Is this a true story?
It is a true story.
That's what I thought,
yeah.
You know.
It follows Frank Sheeran and his relation with Jimmy Hoffa, who led a union for truck drivers in the 50s and 60s.
Okay, now see, Jimmy Hoffa doesn't mean anything to you, really, does he?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, see, Jimmy Hoffa was one of the most powerful men in America in the 50s and 60s. He had over 1 million people in the Teamsters. It was the Teamsters. And he was the president of this union. And they were an extremely powerful, which you see during the movie, mm-hmm. an extremely powerful group of people. And he had a hatred of the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, did you recognize how powerful this guy was and where he played in the society from the movie?
Yeah, you could tell very much so. Frank Sheeran, a lot of what he had to do was get the press to try to like Jimmy Hoffa and try to get Jimmy Hoffa out of a lot of really bad situations that he got himself into, because he really was a powerful man, and he had a lot of power. This film is directed by Martin Scorsese, who, you know, famous film director, and what's significant about this film is that it has an $180 million budget, which is like that of a comic book movie. And the reason it's so high is because they use digital de-aging CGI on the actors. And you can tell, because Robert De Niro ages probably 50 or 60 years during this movie, and I thought that it looked pretty good.
Okay. Let me disagree with you. First of all, I think the movie's good. I still haven't finished it yet. It's a three-hour movie.
Yeah.
And didn't Scorsese just go out and rant against Netflix and these other places that they were releasing a film for 2 weeks in a theater and then put it back on, you know, on a demand type thing, saying that they weren't competing fairly?
He was upset about that, because what Netflix said was that The Irishman was going to be in the most amount of theaters that a Netflix film has ever been, and they were saying it was going to be a wide release. But in order to be a wide release, the theaters need to be promised a 3-month gap from when the movie opens to when it closes, where the film will be on streaming services or where it will be available for purchase on DVD or Blu-ray. And Netflix wouldn't do that. They would give them 3 weeks. So the theater said no.
Okay.
And because of that, it only went into a few select theaters. I got to see it in theaters because I was in San Francisco, and I went to a movie theater and saw it, and that was great. But if a lot of the big chains like AMC or Cinemark, they couldn't show the movie because there was that 3 month gap. Martin Scorsese was upset about that.
Okay. Now, the part about the aging, they did their faces in such a way so they, you know, you could see them younger and then older even. But the way they moved, and this is something a couple of us noticed, the way that they moved during the scenes were still old people. Does that
make
sense?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he was beating up the guy that was that had pushed his daughter? Go back and watch that scene again. It looked like he was almost gonna, you know, fall over. And compare that to when he was back in the Godfather and how he moved. That was my thing. Is okay, you know, I understand, you know, the acting, and I understand how about de-aging him, which, by the way, it looks pretty good. But still, they still move like 80-year-old people.
That's a good point, yeah.
It's just something to think about if you go back and look at it. Okay, but you like this movie.
I loved The Irishman, yeah.
And it is based on true facts, and without giving it away, we all know that Hoffa disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of angst in this movie because of his friendship with Hoffa.
Yeah, and the film explores a lot about their relationship, and honestly, I think that was one of the strongest points in this movie, because I would say that the first 3 hours and the last 30 minutes of this movie, because it's long, it's over 200 minutes, the first 3 hours and the last 30 minutes are almost not two separate movies because they follow the same consistency, but they're very, very different tonally. Because one is very much a mobster movie, and it's very much about, you know, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and Joe Pesci, and it feels like the olden days, but the last 30 minutes is a lot slower and a lot more dramatic, and the last 30 minutes is really what nailed this movie down for me emotionally.
And I haven't seen that part, but I've read about it, so I'm looking forward to that part.
Yeah.
This is a movie that, you know, that it is a long time,
yeah.
So you've got to give yourself some time to watch it, but you know, I'm not crazy about De Niro for a number of reasons, but he still packs it in there. And Al Pacino, here they are back together again.
Yeah.
And then Pesci. I mean, this guy's just lethal.
Pesci.
Yeah, Pesci. When he's in there, he's just lethal. And they talk about things that happened to different mobsters this is all a true story. And they're all talking, you know, and then has all of a sudden shot in the head 8 times.
Yeah.
Oh, in 1980.
Yeah.
Oh. So it tells you what happens. Okay, great. You have to go to school?
Soon here, yeah.
Okay, I got to take a break here soon, too. So we'll keep you here for another couple minutes and you can take off. The other part of this movie that was interesting to me was the fact of how this guy believed in everything that he did, and yet it destroys his family.
Yeah, it's a lot of this movie was about really just the difficulty of living a life like this as a mobster. And Martin Scorsese has always made his movies kind of glorify that life and kind of make it look glamorous and strong. And really, I think The Irishman is him saying that there's so many bad things about that life. And a lot of them you don't realize until you're at the older stage of your life.
Yeah.
And you realize what it can do to your family and what it can do to your mental health and what it can do to your friends around you. And that
your family.
Yeah. It's really, really powerful. And that's where the last 30 minutes of the movie, that's where it really hits home on. And that's why I really did enjoy this movie.
I would recommend this movie. You may not care for De Niro's political views and things like that, but I tell you what, he becomes that character. And there's parts of this movie that are funny. There parts of this movie are funny when they get into it. Okay, now tonight. I want to talk about tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be at the Madrigals.
Yes.
We gave away a couple more tickets yesterday because we had, I think there was two left,
you know,
that sitting together. They about sold out.
Almost.
And you've got a lot of singles.
There's a few single seats left, yeah.
Okay. So are you looking forward to this?
I am, yeah. I'm a little bit sick, so that's kind of a little bit scary, but I'm very excited for it.
Do you have any
yeah.
solos in this?
I am in the play act, so I have a lot of acting by myself, but I don't have any singing solos.
Okay, well, you can pull it off then with the with your voice the way it is, as
yeah.
opposed to having to sing a real hard part.
Yeah,
you know, Robert, it's always interesting to have you here because I've worked with you, gosh, off and on for years. But I've been able to see you in plays and these other in musicals and stuff like this, and it's really been a pleasure watching you mature and come into something you really love. Because now you know what you're going to do the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And they are looking for people out there to clean carpets and make really good money. That's yeah. another day though. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you for coming in here and giving us your thoughts. There's a. A lot of movies coming out during Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. We'll catch you next week then.
Cool.
All right. Hey, 7:20 in the morning. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is, it's brought to you by SST Oil. And I want to talk about that. The Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They've got their trucks on the road, and we've already heard how bad it is. Well, it's bad like this throughout the Western United States. But SST Oil is still delivering fuel, kerosene, diesel. They have their own DEP, the diesel fluid you have to put into your diesel engines. They have their own facility there to make that. And SST Oil is going to make sure you don't run out of kerosene, or you don't run out of diesel fuel, or you don't run out of gas. And it's not an easy job. Imagine trying to move, hundreds of trucks throughout all the Western United States, but they do it, and they do it very well. Not only that, they offer a CFN card, a fueling card that worked everywhere on this trip. Middle of nowhere, I used it. Middle of nowhere, and then when next month they're going to show a where we use gas. And they said, are you going anywhere? I said, well, yeah, I'm going to from California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. No problems anywhere getting gas. Give them a call at 241-1167. Think about that. You got a group of cars maybe or business. They're going to give you a great deal. 241-1167. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm going to live till I die. I'm going to laugh instead of cry. I'm going to take the town and turn it upside down. I'm going to live until I die.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air. Thanks to people like Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just got recertified as one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Board, a fully accredited chest pain center. They had it last year, and they got it again this year. This is a big thing in the hospitals. How they're seen, how they're looked at from outside agencies. And not only that, they're also certified as, by the Joint Commission on Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility. Shasta Regional Medical Center has done a whole lot for our community and continues to do a whole lot for our community. Emergency room, taking those people off the streets that are dangerous to themselves and others and getting them stabilized. So many things. Shasta Regional Medical Center, when they say it's caring, compassion, and community, they put their money where their mouth is. Now, some things that are happening. Yesterday, Giving Tuesday, over $919,000 was donated yesterday by over 6,000 donors to over 177 different organizations. Now, the Boys and Girls Club of Siskiyou was the grand winner on this. $64,000 they pulled in yesterday. But this was so good. Last year it was a little bit less, like $800,000. But in 2017, it went over $1 million. But there's a lot of things going on in our world right now. But this just gives you an idea of how much people care about these organizations and to keep them going. What I did was during the show, while we were, you know, the show's going on, I just went onto the website and I picked 10 organizations that I thought that I wanted to help. I'm not giving them all $100 or anything like that, but like they said, you know, anything helps on this. And I went out for, in the first time ever, I actually went out to like 10 people to talk about one of the organizations because I believe in it. I've seen what they've done. All the money stays right here in town, all of these things. But it was a big success, so I want to, you know, tell everybody that, you know, again, Shasta County, Trinity County, Tehama, all of these came in and came and supported our nonprofits. So, you know, this is cool. This is on top of us being rated as the third coolest city in America. That just came out. Did you see that?
That is incredible. I couldn't believe we even made the list.
Well, out of the 20, well, I was 21 or 24. I've been at 14 of these cities, ranging from back east, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, that I was there many years ago. While I was stationed back on the East Coast, great time. It's all the way to Sitka, Alaska. I've been there too. So to have Redding fall into that group is not a surprise because this is really a cool town. This is a great town and the whole surrounding area for it. So it's good to see that. And we were number five in the nation for giving to people. You know, yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah, but We're number five in the nation for car theft. Okay, yeah, there's maybe we are. I don't know. But it's also good that people recognize that other people outside us recognize what a great town we have here. And that we're in the top group for entrepreneurs and starting businesses in California. Well, this is across the United States, right here in Redding. So we've got a lot to be proud of here. And we've got to kind of like build on that. Let me see. Well, it's time for another break because we went so far on the other one. Because when we come back, though, I want to talk about Kamala Harris. I want to talk about what's going on in Evanston, Illinois, the downtown Christmas parade, the Pelletor commercials, and the House Judicial Committee. I'm going to try and run all those in at one time. But if you've got something you want to talk about, something stuck in your craw, give us a call, 605-4567. It's 7:30 in the morning in this portion of the show. Brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. It's Christmas, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, let's put that one together. Christmas, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. A huge selection of really great jewelry at great prices. Henry and Rebecca are super people. They, if you can't find it there, I don't know if it exists. But if it doesn't exist, they can design for you and build it, that piece of jewelry, that special piece of jewelry. For you. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 7:31 in the morning, and it's about, 47 degrees. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll do my best to do the best I can. To keep my feet.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call, 605-4567. And that was from the Eagles. Take it easy. Standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. What a fine sight to see. A girl by Lord in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. Stopped at Winslow, Arizona on our trip. And if you've never been to Winslow, Arizona, it's kind of a cool place. But on the corner there is that song replicated. They've got a building, a brick building there that somebody, you know, they've painted a mural on it, and it's a girl in a flatbed Ford looking out at the window, and who's she looking at? She's looking at Jackson Browne, a life-size statue of Jackson Browne with his guitar by a streetlight. And, you know, while we were there, there were dozens of other tourists that were coming and getting their photos taken. I got my, I took a picture with them, you know, at that spot, gosh, what was it, 20 years ago probably, coming through on my Harley, and stopped there. Well, since then, they've added Don, the guy from the Eagles that passed away,
Don Henley.
Don Henley has been added out there. Some jocks from Phoenix raised $22,000 to put that statue there. But if you haven't been there, it's really cool. So, things that are going on. Christmas parade. Our Christmas parade is going to be this Saturday. It starts at 6 p.m. It'll go to around 9. So, they're going to be blocking off the streets. It's the annual lighted Christmas parade by the 2030 Club is puts this on, and it's a great event. If you have not been there, you know, give yourself a chance, give the kids a chance. A lot of great floats going through there. Kind of kicks off the season right after the Christmas tree lighting that's going to happen here in the atrium, and that's going to be on Friday. Yeah, that's going to be on Friday. They've moved it from the demolished parking structure where it used to be on the top over to now it's in the middle of the atrium. So should be, you know what, it's another great way to start off the Christmas season, holiday season.
I think it was in the center of California Street at one time, but everybody would hit it on the way. I mean, we had so many people that would crash into it because it was in the middle of the road that they moved it into the parking structure eventually. So
eventually. Yeah, well, that's probably a good idea. Hey, reparations. The case for reparations for African Americans has come back up again. Even though that like two-thirds of the country, including President Obama, is against it, but the city of Evanston, Illinois, is going to start it. Illinois just passed the marijuana is legal in our state bill, and they're going to use the taxes from the sale of marijuana in Evanston, Illinois, for reparations. They're still trying to work out exactly, but it's not going to go to say you don't have to prove that you were brought over in 1600 on slavery or that your parents migrated here afterwards. What this is just for the African American community, and they're going to do is provide money like for housing, for down payments on mortgages. What else? If you need your home repaired for the African-American community, She says they should that will take the form of direct payments to black residents rather than other diversity policy that might fund a program or pay a third-party organization to carry out the services. If they're looking to purchase a home and qualifies for credit, might receive help in a down payment. Beef up their resume. They get people to help them with that. Repairs on homes. And it was voted on by the city council, and I think it passed 8-1. The one guy says, wait a minute, we don't really know what the program is going to do, who gets the money, and yet we're getting ready to push $500,000 to $700,000 to people. And this is as the woman the councilwoman that put this, you know, that brought this forward. This is in response to the continued impact of Jim Crow, from the war on drugs to mass incarceration to the academic gap, the wealth divide, the opportunity gap, the achievement gap, and it's all based on race. So, Evanston, Illinois, going to be paying just black residents, even though the taxes are, which could be going to the general fund. This is a specific tax. You know, this tax, they're going to raise, they're putting a 3% tax on marijuana to go to the black community, the African-American community. Some people may say this isn't fair. Some people may say this is probably against, some kind of, you know, longstanding laws in the community. We'll see. I found it interesting. The other one I got from a friend down in Southern California, but they're talking about this town, and it's called Cul-de-Sac. It's in Tempe, Arizona. There's a new community, and this community is banning cars. They're building this community, and there'll be no cars allowed in the community. You can't park your car in the community. You have to park it outside the community. And everything's going to be walking, bike trails, and this. So you say, well, how do people get things delivered and all that? Well, they're going to have vehicles available, like, say, that comes in and delivers your new refrigerator. So that'll happen. They're going to have people movers in it. They're going to have Lyft and Uber spots where you can be picked up. And the one thing that I'm looking at this, that one thing that might make this work is they have light rail available in Tempe. And this is right outside Tempe, that can take you to the university, can take you down to the airport, all these things, the Phoenix International Airport, all this on light rail that is right there where they're building this community. But they're saying there's more and more of these communities are being planned because it gives them more room. Because if you have cars, you have to have parking spaces. That's one of the things about downtown is going crazy right now, which is going to be another show when we have Bob Spade on, who is Bob Spade, who's the one that's tearing down the parking structure during the Christmas holidays. He's going to be on the air next week to talk about that. But this one, they don't have to put in that. They can use it more for things like parks and greenways. And so my question is, well, can you there's no cars, even in the electric cars, nothing. So I'm thinking is, you know, they said you can they're going to have scooters and bikes and all these things there. I was thinking about golf carts. Will they allow them to have golf carts to move around town? And I'm not sure. This is one of the questions, because you go into places like Sun City out in Arizona, everybody's got a golf cart, you know, and they use that instead of their cars.
What about police and first responders and fire? I mean, are they going to be able to drive to an emergency, or is it like, yeah, we're going to be riding up on horses?
Horses, yeah. Here they come in on the horses in a horse-drawn fire wagon. You know, it's smoking like that. No, I like that idea. But no, I imagine that wasn't addressed in here, but I imagine for their security, for police, that they'll still be able to drive, to be able to get there in ambulances and those kind of things. It's not completely crazy like this. They're going to have parking lots. It's a mixed-use neighborhood and lots of restaurants, and because of nearby Phoenix, for the foreseeable future. Is there something? Oh, foreseeable future. they're going to have used cars. They have lots of parking for other purposes. So there's a small parking lot for restaurant visitors to use, parking lot for friends and visitors of the residents to come. If you're living in a park and there's no asphalt streets running inside of it, it's using things like pavers or decomposed granite to there in the city. In cities across the country, on-street and garage parking options occupy a lot of real estate. You don't have that there. So you're going to have the ability then to live in a car-free environment. As long as you've got, they've got movers, people movers and all that, as long as you've got the light rail, I guess you could, you know, literally think that, okay, I don't need a car. But even when you get into the big cities where people don't drive a lot, they have big car, you know, they have cars. They have a lot of cars in these huge cities. They don't drive them very far, but they still have them. So, anyway, it'll be an interesting concept, and they're breaking ground. They've already broken ground on this. It's going to be something to follow, to see how this works. We've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, this is the time of the year that when you go and visit your loved ones, this is the time to take a look at, you know, maybe your parents live, you're coming in to visit your parents, or you go over there, but time to take a look at their home, to make sure their home is clean, that there's food in the refrigerator, there's some bills backing up, that there's things that ordinarily that they've taken care of all this time, and maybe now they need a little help, or after an operation or a fall. For a couple of days or a couple of hours a day, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers can assist you and your family. And Sharon comes over to your house and will work out a schedule that works for you. Sharon Clark has been doing this for over 15 years, won numerous accolades for her service from her people and what she has provided to our community. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages. I want to talk about Kamala Harris. And have you seen the Peloton commercial on TV? You know, it's that exercise bike.
Yes. That you can ride around on it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, that's one. It's an exercise bike, but it has things in front of you.
It
gives you all this. There's been a big blowback on this commercial. Can you imagine why? We'll talk about that. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. You can go your own way.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, Carl and Linda Bott. And hope you're having a good morning. 7:51 in the morning here, and it's about 47 degrees, going up to, what, 54 today? 60?
Today, you can expect temperatures to reach right around 59, and mostly cloudy all day. There is a slight chance of showers, but looks like that's going to be put off until tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a big day, and you're talking about a lot of snow coming up into the north there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment of the show. He's been in the business for, gosh, well over a quarter of a century. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster is from the old school. He believes in fixing something and fixing it perfectly and then guaranteeing it for the life of your windshield. I mean, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. But you can give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street to get that windshield repair, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. You can do it and make it so it's like invisible. Okay, Kamala Harris. You know, this is the one where you play Another One Bites the Dust.
I kind of saw this coming.
Well, I saw it coming like 2 months ago.
But I think she just liked the platform to be able just to say whatever she felt like and then disappeared. The thing is, if you run... I think if you run for an office, you shouldn't be able to go back to your other one. Like that's,
yeah,
you know, when you go get another job. So, you know.
Resign that senator's
office. There you go.
Oh, she's not going to do that.
Well, no. I mean, I don't
know. No, they don't do that. Anyway, so she called back. She said, we just haven't been able to get the excitement for it. And it's true. Everybody thought that she was going to be like a top tier candidate. And she never once broke into the top tier. And it just kept going downhill. Even when the people of California, the state that you represent, don't even have you in the top three, it's difficult then to collect money, which it takes, as we know, millions of dollars to run a campaign like this, a national campaign. So she's pulled out, and she's going to go back. She's licking her wounds, but you know that's not the last time we've heard of Kamala Harris. and that's good or bad. The have you seen this Peloton commercial? This is where the girl, her husband gives her a Peloton exercise bike. And I've seen the commercial. I didn't think anything about it. You know, it goes, oh, yeah, you know. And what she does is for a year, she's riding it, and she she does a, like a
like a self-improvement?
A journal. Yeah, well, yeah, it's like a journal of what it, you know, has meant to her and all these things. And she presents it to her husband. And you know, to me, it's just a commercial, right?
Right.
Oh, not so fast, Carl. A lot of pushback on this commercial because people are going into this and after her and the whole thing. Nothing says maybe you should lose a few pounds, like gifting your already rail-thin life partner a Peloton.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get that from it.
No, no, neither did I. Is this a horror? This is for people that are, you know, commenters on Twitter, of course. Is this a horror flick, guys, as an advertisement Who thought that featuring a wife who looks like she has the Stockholm Syndrome sitting next to her husband with a creepy, soft, sociopathic smile a year later, fearfully anticipating his approval would be appealing? Of course, this is Twitter things. This comes from the Stop the Antichrist in the White House. So you can imagine where all these come from. Absolutely 100% chance that the husband and the Peloton head is abusive. Nothing has made me less likely to get a Peloton than this commercial. And who is the actress on the Peloton commercial, and does she need our help? this is the kind of stuff
that
comes up.
That's over the top. That's ridiculous.
Because he gives her, you know, who is the actress? Does she need our help? What can we do? And who had, you know, and everybody involved in the pitching, scripting, acting, shooting, and approval of this should be fired.
Please.
This is where we've gotten to. We put a commercial out for an exercise bike, and people immediately say her husband's an abusive sociopath, that she's got Stockholm Syndrome. She doesn't have her own mind, that she is being forced this, and she's already real thin. You know, maybe she's real thin because she didn't look real thin, first of all, at that. She looks like somebody that is in shape. It works out. And so he gave her this bike. But it actually had an impact on their stock for a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would think, you know, it would be positive just because, you know, she looks like a healthy woman, and she probably had been asking for it. That's what I got out of it. And then she ended up getting this bike. But I remember the one last year where it was hidden, and he kept going out there working out on it. And I'm like, great, you just gave me a used bike for Christmas. But I think the commercials are great. I like them.
It is. But this is how far we've gotten. Weird.
It's just
people have gotten
silly.
Silly. He's abusive because he gave her, and he's body shaming her by giving her a bike. Well, I just totally, you know, this is the kind of thing, my friends, that when people say, how can you, I have something for every minute for 2 hours, 5 days a week. It's easy. There's crazy stuff like this. I mean, just crazy stuff like this that you do. The last crazy thing I want to talk about is the House Judiciary Committee is starting their inquiry today, their impeachment inquiry. And it's going to start out by a guy named Hurley, who is a constitutional scholar, who says, I'm not a Trump supporter, but this is wrong. This is crazy. We have not reached even close to the level of anything that this should be brought to an impeachment inquiry. Now, they're going to have four other Democrats there. They're going to tell them just the opposite. But this thing that we're, you know, Trump's over in NATO right now, you know, trying to keep our alliances shored up and all this. So what they're doing is totally undermining this thing. And they knew that. This is why they decided to do it the week he was going to NATO, is to undermine President Trump. And this whole thing has based on hatred for this man because he's different, because he's a success, and because he's doing the things he said he was going to do. Then I just saw yesterday, too, in our last 2 minutes here, that the more people are dying from heroin overdoses than guns, total guns, suicides, everything. And people that are dying from heroin overdoses, it means that there's lots of heroin out there. Why is there lots of heroin out there when like 97% of it comes across the southern border? It's because the border needs to be shut down. It needs to be controlled. Get away from the illegal immigrant side of this and get to the fact that we have a heroin epidemic here and it's all coming across the border. We've got to find a way to control the border. And, you know, It's not just poor people from Venezuela that are running and escaping. It's terrorists. It's people that don't, they're men between ages of 20 and 30 coming here. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people coming through there that we're trying to keep track of it. And yet nothing is coming out from the Democrat House of Representatives to try and put some kind of control on this. No. Let's just keep this impeachment thing going, and then we find out that, well, there's not enough really there. So maybe we should just censure him. When is enough enough? But yet you read things that people, no, he's got to be replaced. He's the Antichrist. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller here for December to talk about what's going on with our law enforcement community.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Democrats' impeachment inquiry has entered a new phase. The House Judiciary Committee holding hearings on Capitol Hill. Committee Chair Democrat Gerald Nadler is accusing President Trump trying to gain a private political advantage in his phone call with Ukraine's president.
To obtain that private political advantage, President Trump withheld both an official White House meeting from the newly elected president of a fragile democracy and withheld vital military aid from a vulnerable ally.
Republicans say the charges are bogus, noting that Ukraine did get the aid it was seeking. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says this is nothing more than a case of political impeachment by the Democrats.
Because you just don't like the guy. You haven't liked him since November of 2016. The chairman has talked about impeachment since last year when he was elected chairman, 2 years ago, November 6th, 17th, before he's even sworn in as chairman.
Collins adds, it's the same old story.
This is nothing new, folks. This is sad.
The Judiciary Committee hearing from four political scholars as it considers articles of impeachment against President Trump. The president reacting to a viral video that seems to show Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other NATO leaders mocking Mr. Trump.
Well, he's two-faced. And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
Mr. Trump has long complained that too many NATO members not spending the target 2% of their GDP on defense. America's employers added 67,000 jobs last month, that according to payroll processor ADP. The rally continues on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 200 points, the S&P better by 23, the NASDAQ up 56 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Japanese physician and aid worker in eastern Afghanistan has died of his wounds after an attack that also killed five Afghans, including the doctor's bodyguards, a driver, and a passenger.
Dr. Tetsu Nakamura had worked for years in eastern Afghanistan. The NGO he headed, Peace Japan Medical Services, focused on improving irrigation in the country. Earlier this year, he was granted honorary citizenship of Afghanistan in recognition of his services. According to officials, gunmen targeted his car this morning whilst he was on his way to visit a project. Five other Afghan members of his team were also killed. Dr. Nakamura was initially taken to hospital for treatment, but a spokesman for the governor of Nangarhar province said he later died as a result of his injuries.
That's a BBC's Sukunder Kermani. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hosting the NATO summit, appealing for unity among members of the military alliance. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Apparently, many Americans worry about Democrat promises to restrict their Second Amendment rights.
Background checks on gun purchases in the U.S. are climbing toward a record high this year. The firearms industry says people are rushing to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI. Keith Peters reporting.
Japan's parliament approving a trade deal that was agreed upon by President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Abe earlier this year. The deal cutting tariffs between the countries takes effect at the start of next year. It cleared Japan's upper house Wednesday after clearing the more powerful lower house earlier. Some Japanese critics say the deal is more advantageous to the U.S. since a 2.5% tariff on Japanese automobiles remains. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air in our beautiful town of Reading. Our phone line is here, 605-4567. Feel free to give us a call here. We have Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller with us today. And what's the weather look like?
Today in the North mm-hmm. Valley, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with a high of 59 as overnight lows drop down to 45. Now, tomorrow, increasing clouds and a 30% chance of rain, a high of 57 with a low of 47 and rain likely for tomorrow night. Now, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you're making plans to head on out, it looks like rain throughout the North Valley and a high of 56 for Friday and a low of 48. 57 for Saturday with lows dropping down to 46 and 58 for Sunday with the lows dropping down in the 40s once more. In downtown Reading, it is mostly cloudy. Red Bluff is 48, 47 in Anderson, 42 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 44 degrees in downtown Reading. Just remember, if you're traveling towards the coast, drive carefully. Give yourself plenty of time. We do have some road work from the Trinity-Shasta County line to 4 miles east of the Trinity-Shasta County line. We have slide repair just past Weaverville. This is on 299 West. Also, 44 affected by road work, and we do have snow plows pretty much in any direction you are heading, including north of Interstate 5. And now, Carl, back to you.
Yeah, the news, and I'm sorry, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. There's a lot of great programs out there. You can give them a call at 365-3793. The news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. 8:07 here on the 4th of December. Just like Sue says, it's 46, and we have with us Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you know, there's an old saying, if you're not the lead dog, the view is always the same. You know, the dogs that are mushing through the snow.
Sure.
Good being the lead. You know, being the lead dog's okay.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Well, also,
it's only been 3 months, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, but lead dog has to break, you know, has to break the trail, is the first one that gets hit if something happens and all that. So there's a lot more to it than just, you know, trotting along.
Right. It's that whole tip of the spear part.
Oh, yeah.
First one to get hit.
Yeah. We got some things happening.
Yeah, it's been good. We've got things happening. We've got things, good things in our community, and we're making some, building a good team in our department, in the police department, and moving forward with some new ideas and some projects that I'm hoping will excite our community.
Well, you know, the I was every chief that's been through here has always been strong on the type of people you've had in our police department, and I mean they've all said the same thing that we have some really quality people here.
Yeah, we do, and as you know, you've sat on some of our oral panels before.
Oh, wow.
For promotions, and it can be very difficult to select who you're going to promote. It just gets down to the nitty gritty sometimes in numbers. So we're lucky, and we're to have the benefit of having such incredibly qualified and amazing people at our department.
I said, I think it was the corporal. Corporal's board. When you get down to it, I mean, there's, you know, you always got that one person, maybe two people, that kind of just stands out. But everybody else was just strong. They all had strengths there. And you're thinking to yourself, well, if, you know what, frankly, if any one of these guys gets, or girls, gets selected, you know, we got some good people out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have, well, these are really good people, and these down here, well, they're never going to get promoted. But we didn't see that in that board.
Right.
So, now, you've got something started that's going to be opening up here.
Yeah, so, as I have talked about from the very beginning, I'm very technology-driven, and I want to be able to use technology as a resource, but I also want our community to be able to use it. So we have been working for several months on a public portal, a dashboard, that the public can go into and look and see what's going on throughout the city crime-wise. So we are in the final stages of getting ready to release that. I hope it will be ready in the next week or two. It may be the first of the year. By the latest would be January 1, I hope. And it's going to be great. It's through crimereports.com. It's part of when we went through the new computer system for the whole county, this was a feature that we purchased as part of that. And Crime Reports will allow any citizen, any person in the community to go online, look at their neighborhood, look at an area of town, see what's going on, what's happened in that area, all kinds, every bit of crime except for the ones that we need to protect the privacy of victims.
Sexual assaults,
domestic violence, right. We are not going to have those on there. But everything else will be there. There's even a portal portion of it for sex offenders, so you can look and see what sex offenders are are living in and around where you live and work.
Living in and around you.
So they are there, and so that information is not ours. That's pulled directly from the state, from the Megan Law website, but it just gives you a one-stop shop to go. So we will announce it very publicly once we get going. We'll put some information on our social media sites, and we'll show people how to use it, give some little video tutorials, and it's exciting.
What I like to do is maybe it's coming out, we bring in somebody, we'll just pull it up here in the studio, and we can kind of walk through it and tell people this is what we see. But what you're saying here, if I understand you right, is I can go then on the public portal, and I can see where a lot of the crime is in this town.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you all are already doing that, so then you can get into the proactive part of getting your people down there and watching this area. Do we have regions like that?
So, intelligence-led policing is something that other agencies have been doing forever, and we've just never had the technology to be able to do that. Our statistical analysis of our calls for service has always been months or end of the year or 6 months or quarterly down the road before we can see what's going on. The advantage of this system now is it's in real time. So within a matter of hours, we want to be able to protect our officers and victims when a crime is occurring. But within a matter of hours, that information is up on that site. So you'll be able to find out what happened yesterday, not 6 months ago. So
You're really good at putting press releases out, by the way. But they're always like, because for whatever reasons, it would have happened yesterday or something, but you're right. Some things will take a week.
Yeah, we put stuff out in real time. One of the things when we started, this is under when Chief Moore, when we talked about adjusting our social media presence and being more strong in the community on social media, was we wanted to have a staff of officers and civilian employees that could push information out to the public in real time. We want to give them the autonomy to make decisions out in the field and put something out when they need to, from the supervisor level down to the team officer level, to be able to put that information out there. And it's worked very well for us. We have other agencies that have come up to see us to see how we do business because they look at our social media and how many people follow us. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very good experiment, and it's worked very well. We have a great team of staff that work on our social media and put those news releases out and all the fun stuff that you see out there, too. We like to blend it with a little bit of humor as well because you don't want to always be too serious.
You know, what you're talking about is a joint intelligence center, frankly.
Yeah.
Where you're pulling in information from all over, including drones, when you get those up in the air. That comes down into one clearinghouse that you're giving near real time information to your officers via the computer network.
Right. Larger agencies like Sacramento has a real time intelligence center that is incredible to see and to see how it operates. And it's a 24/7, 365 day a year event. We don't have that ability, but what we can do is leverage our other city departments, and we, through wildfire mitigation, what went to city council last night with some new technology, some new radio equipment, some new cameras, and then our dispatch center, Shascom, be able to monitor and assist us with this camera feeds. We're gonna develop our own real-time crime information center, but it's not just going to be the police department. It's going to be something that's working on as a entire city, and
I really like that. Yeah. I like that idea. Now, the next thing we have to do is get your officers with the heads-up displays.
Yeah, yeah.
People look at me like I'm crazy, but, we worked on these.
Yeah.
How do we get a heads-up display for our people?
Yeah, we it's pretty interesting. We're getting a new we can talk about that too, the Shield Training Center in a few minutes. But we're getting some new simulators, the Force Option Simulator that I think you've gone through and mm-hmm. some others have gone through. The new one is all the goggles, the real. So we're hoping to get that next year. And that thing, you look into a police car or look into a suspect's car, you're turning your head and looking down because of the goggles that you're wearing. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, it is. We've got to take a break here. We're with Redding Police Chief Bill Schuler, and he's talking about a new public portal that we can all use so we can take a look at crime in near real time and in the historical side of it too. You can see where the crime's happening in a certain area. You may tell yourself, man, I don't want to go out there because I know pretty soon there's going to be a lot of police down there. And but also things like which you can find already, but they're including all this is where sex offenders are, that you can tell if they're in your neighborhood or whatever, to kind of give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Things. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show, it's another, this is a local, this is for local, and this is to help our police, but to help our citizens, just like Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals that want to see our community move forward. Two locations, 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. Go down there, visit them. Find out how they can help you move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. It's 49 degrees, going up to all of 57 today.
Amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call group sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests. Starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning here on the 4th of December. Have you done, we're here with the Reading Police Chief, Bill Schuler, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, it's getting close to Christmas, and how do you get your loved one a firearm? Well, you take your loved one down with you. And either that or you get a, buy a gift certificate and you give it to them, because you can't just buy it like the old days, just buy it for your son or your brother. You have to go through all of this. But I tell you what, John Bastiani will show you how to do that. He's got a great selection of long guns, pistols, revolvers, all the accessories that go with it, the ammo, all of this stuff. They pride themselves on their customer service. And veterans, get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, 8:21 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. And we're talking about a public portal that allows, that will be up no later than 1 January, maybe even earlier, that's going to be able to have our community. We can just plug into it, find out where the heavy crime areas are, the things they're reporting, like if you're going to go shop here, you better lock your car up.
Well, you should lock your car up no all the time. Where you shop.
Is it getting too? Somebody says, is it safe to leave packages in your trunk anymore?
Yeah, I think so. As long as you hide things, you keep them out of sight, cover them up. If you have a hatchback vehicle, you cover it up with a blanket or something. But I wouldn't keep a lot of things in there for a long period of time, especially overnight. If you're in a bouncing from store to store, you have to do that. But once you get home, take everything out of your car, lock your doors.
Yeah. Well, you know, Reading has been making the papers or in the news lately of good stuff. You know,
right.
Third coolest city in the United States, top giving city in the United States, best place to start a business in the United States, right here in Reading.
Yeah.
And we need to encourage that kind of action instead I'm not even sure what the statistics are, but stolen cars.
Right.
Are we still
we're still
having a problem with that?
Yeah, we're still having a problem with it. We've got some resources to combat that. But we are all of our crime is going down. We're continuing to decline, especially on violent crime side. So things are better. Of course, they're not where I would like them to be or like them to be, but things are definitely getting better for us.
Okay. You know what? I'm glad to hear that. Now, can we talk about what happened yesterday?
Sure, what happened yesterday?
Well, maybe it was the day before. The Attorney General?
Oh, yeah, it was yesterday. So we...
it's just the Attorney General.
Yesterday morning, the Attorney General, Javier Ybarra, if I pronounced it correctly, was up here to meet with the chiefs and the sheriffs from the area cities and counties up here in Region 3. So it was good to get to meet him and to hear what initiatives the Attorney General's office is trying to help us with. It's good. Officer wellness is on the horizon. That's a big deal. Our officers, suicide by patrol police officers is happening all over, including in our own community, and we want to do everything we can to help prevent that and keep our officers safe and well. We have a very rigorous program at the Reading Police Department for officer wellness, but we can always do better. So it's nice to see that there's going to be some support from the state there. We did
this has become we talk about 22 servicemen, veterans, committing suicide a day.
Sure.
But there's also a large, the number is growing for our men and women in blue. And I think there was one area in New York, they had five in like, 10 days?
Right.
Killed themselves?
Yeah. It's a very unfortunate statistic that we need to do better to prevent. And there are agencies that don't have the ability to provide the wellness and peer support based on just cost alone. But we have created a very strong peer support team. So it's officers and non-sworn that work with the officers going through stressful conditions. We have a team of psychologists on hand. We have an employee assistance program through the city that is used significantly and is actually very well received by our staff. And we're going to look into implementing some other things. We have officers and investigators that look at things, for example, sex crimes, crimes against children that are very, very hard on you to do. I did that job for many years.
That must be tough.
And especially once you have your own family, it makes that very difficult. So we want to make sure that those officers stay healthy mentally. And so we're going to work on some things to help them get that tune-up that they need every once in a while.
Well, you need to identify it early.
You do.
And you
absolutely
have to. People have to accept the fact that keeping it inside isn't going
right
to work.
That stigma of asking for help or just reaching out and getting it on your own, I think that is starting to finally go away, and people are more apt to reach out when they need help or get it on
their
own.
Post-traumatic stress is we've had general officers actually do spots in the military saying, hey, it doesn't stop when you're a lance corporal or a sergeant. It, you know, that continues on through your life.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So this is a really important thing. You're under a lot of pressure all the time, and like you said, you see the worst of things. I mean, I can't imagine. You spent 2 years in it of seeing kids.
Oh yeah.
Being sexually abused, domestic violence, and just things like a car wreck in the middle of town.
Right.
And there's parks laying around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like being in a war zone.
Sure.
You see something like that.
Yeah.
There's a program out there, at least, and it's been identified, and the state's going to start putting some money into it. Because we've had, when I sat on the board for the California Highway Patrol, you don't see it. They went through a couple years where it was bad.
Right.
And they jumped at it and they dropped it a little bit. But there's still a lot of suicides out there.
Yeah, there is. And I'm, like I said, I think we're fortunate because we've invested heavily into our peer support and that section. But there are a lot of agencies that have not been able to do that. And so I think any support the state can give us there is a good thing. So we're looking forward to that.
Good. I don't guess that anybody stood up and said, hey, how's that 47 and 57 working for you, Attorney General?
Well, he actually brought it up, and
it
was briefly discussed, but as you can imagine, in the state of California, there's not a lot of support from our legislature to make changes to Prop 47 and Prop 57. They are moving towards a direction of away from incarceration and into rehabilitation and talk about closing more prisons potentially or going into a different direction. And that's not I think I could speak for every sheriff and chief in that room that none of us were super excited about that. But there is a movement on the forefront next year that is a initiative that will be out. It's called the Keep California Safe Act. I'm trying to bring it up so I can.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here so we can talk a little bit more about that, because that sounds like a big program. And then I want to talk about it's a small thing, but tearing down the parking structure. The impact that's had on crime in the area and all this, or what you think it's going to be. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business that's been in the business over 25 years. Any make or model of heating and cooling systems, and I can thoroughly, thoroughly endorse Alliance Heating and Air. They've done the work on our home. They keep our heating and cooling systems working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Hey, our line's here at 605-4567. We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. If you have a question, a lot of information we're pushing out. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everything that you need to get the hard to get insurance, especially after the fires and all this, is right there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy has been finding fire insurance for people and home insurance for people since the car fire and has been working miracles down there to make sure people are taken care of. She's been doing this since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. Talk to any of the professionals down at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. And what is it, 3 months now?
Yep, 3 months. Almost to the day.
Almost.
Almost to the day.
Okay. There's another program that you were talking about when we left.
Right. So we've talked about for years and years about Prop 47 and Prop 57, the impacts of those initiatives and Assembly Bill 109. They have really severely impacted our community and many communities throughout California. But like I said, there's not a lot of movement on the legislature's behalf to make changes. So there's an initiative. It's called the Safe, the Keep California Safe Act or initiative. Last night, our city council voted unanimously to endorse this initiative and send a resolution for this initiative that will be on the November ballot next year. So what this does is it doesn't completely remove Prop 47 or 57 or any of the parts or all of the parts of AB 109. What it does is make some corrections. So in four areas, violent crime, DNA collection, serial theft, so shoplifting and theft from our businesses, and then parole violations. So real quick, one of the things that is hard to swallow from Prop 57 and is what they classify as violent crime. So if you rape an unconscious person, that is not considered a violent crime in the state of California. If you fight and assault and injure a police officer, that is not considered a violent crime in the state of California.
But I don't understand that one. You know, the rape, I don't understand that at all. But if somebody's resisting arrest, we already have a problem with this, with our officers being injured. Once we spend time and effort to bring them to a certain point and their career's over because somebody moves their knee over 3 inches.
Right.
And that's not considered a violent crime?
No, it's not considered violent. And so someone is eligible for early release from parole if they're convicted of those crimes and they're sent to prison. They are eligible for early release because they're considered nonviolent.
It's because police pick on people and obviously cause this. I mean, that's the reasoning, I'm sure, that was behind that.
I'm not sure, because when you think about raping an unconscious person or a felony domestic violence, I don't know where those slip through the cracks.
I don't understand it. But isn't there a proposition right now, though, that's going out, or people an initiative to try and put that back into it?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay,
right
I'm
now.
Sorry. All
right. So that initiative, it takes care of that. It also fixes the DNA collection. So when Prop 47 happened, prior to Prop 47, if we arrested somebody for a felony, we could, and we still can, they do a DNA swab in the jail, and that way they can match them to the CODIS database if they're a suspect in a crime elsewhere. But when all these felonies were reduced to misdemeanors, all that went away. So this initiative fixes that. So a lot of the crimes that were reduced to misdemeanors, now we can go back to getting that DNA collection, which will in turn solve a lot of crime. The other issue is serial theft. And so you have a $950 minimum value before a theft becomes anything more than a misdemeanor.
More than a ticket.
Right. And the crooks know that, right? So they'll go into Best Buy or any other place and they'll make sure they steal less than $950 worth of value. So they know they're not going to get in that big of trouble if they get caught. So this fixes that. So if you are convicted of shoplifting more than twice and more than $250 in value, now we have a felony conviction charge that we can charge them with. And so hopefully that would reduce the impact to our businesses and stop that shoplifting issue that is really, really a problem.
I understand that, you know, Walmart, several years ago, one of your predecessors told me that they lost $3 million in our own Walmart here in shoplifting.
Yeah, I don't know what that number is, but they've lose a lot. A lot of the businesses around towns or stores lose a lot, and they have to – we all pay for that, right? So
that's the hidden tax.
Right, that's the hidden tax. They're not taking that out of their corporate profits. They're going to raise their prices to account for the shoplifting and the theft. So until we get a handle on that, we're going to continue to pay that in higher prices.
And this is one of the things we talk about Proposition A, just let me throw this one out, is that is the hidden tax, because we pay more for the things that are stolen. We pay more for your car getting broken into, because now your insurance rates go up.
Right.
Insurance rates go up in the area when you've got crime of this kind. You know, petty theft, for some person, losing $500 worth of tools, that puts them out of business right there if they're an individual.
It does. Tools, laptops, you know, those work supplies, those are stolen from folks from cars all the time. So people are paying for that. So the whole purpose or the backstory behind Measure A is that you're already paying for it. So through your homeowners, through your car insurance, and through what you're paying for in the stores – So by having a larger jail and more law enforcement staff, that should mitigate that issue.
I'd like you to address the idea that, well, if we lock people up, we don't need more people in jail. I mean, we don't need more police on the streets. That is thoroughly the opposite of the truth.
Right. So the presence of law enforcement, and we have to be there to make those arrests. So if we're not out there, if we don't have the staff to be out there doing the proactive police work, we're not going to be putting people in jail, and we're not going to be preventing crime. If I can give you a real quick statistic, we hired, thanks to the city and the city council, we were able to get 6 CSOs hired right away. And we hired some in last fiscal year and 3 this fiscal year. We have 3 more that were in the hiring process right now. Those CSOs have had a dramatic impact on our officers' time to be proactive. And I've seen our proactive time go up, the officers' self-initiated calls for service go up, and the reactive calls go down, although the total number of calls is higher. So that what that's telling me is the officers are free to not handle those lower priority calls because the CSOs are doing the work, and they're out there having an impact on our community. They're stopping those individuals riding bicycles and stealing from your cars. They're out in your parks and on your trails and doing all those things to make our community better.
I just want to know, if I see a guy driving down on his bicycle and he's pulling like a little kid's bicycle beside him, can I hit him with the car?
Can I side-swipe him? You can call us because okay. I'd like to go have a talk with that guy.
Okay, good. I was just kidding out there. I was just kidding. Okay, this is absolutely – people need to understand. And I use military analogy, and I know it works. Until we got the sufficient number of people on the ground, we'd control that whole area until we left, and we had to leave because we didn't have enough people. As soon as we left, the bad guys came out. As soon as we could leave people there, the bad guys started moving away, and then we could start moving them out of certain areas. It's the same thing. Presence out there makes a big difference, and it doesn't do any good to arrest them, put them in the new jail, unless we have a prosecutors, the DAs, enough of them to go to court.
Right.
This whole thing is symbiotic, and I don't understand why people can't see that.
Well, I think some of it comes down to a trust issue as well, with people are distrustful of government. But I can tell you that I have put together, myself and Colin Kreider, the fire chief, and the city manager, we have put together a very detailed plan of where we will spend that money. It's very transparent. We will, of course, be subject to an independent audit as part of that initiative, and we will let everyone know that where that money goes down to the cent every year so they know that we are spending their tax dollars wisely. But it's, for me, that is almost, or for the city, it's almost $5 million. And for me, it's a little over 4. And that's 21 police officers. That is full-time police officers downtown on bikes and on your river trails and in your parks. That is 2 more officers on every shift. That's 6 more detectives. It's a huge upgrade to our department.
It is.
Response times, which sometimes get left out of the message. Response times. Our response times are almost double what they were in 2008. So you call 911 because someone's kicking down your front door and you can't protect yourself. It's going to take us 14 minutes to get there.
So it's 14 minutes if you have somebody kicking down your door.
Right. If you're in an emergency situation, you're in a domestic violence situation, it can take 14 minutes for us to get there. It was 8 minutes back in 2008. So by having an extra 23 police officers or 21 police officers and having 2 on every other on those shifts, we're back to those 2008 numbers and then some, and we'll be able to reduce those response times and be there for those emergencies when you call.
Well, let me tell you that we had an incident on our street of somebody being very strange on our street, and our girls' gang of Chestnut, the wives and the other people on the street, called the police. Y'all were there within 12 minutes, 10 or 12 minutes, and they ended up gathering this guy up and taking him away.
Right.
So that was really that was really good to see, and that really left, you know, buoyed confidence that, hey, we have a problem here. And,
right.
and there was somebody that came there. But you're right, 14 minutes, you know, heck, I can reload 12 times in 14
or
minutes.
Or more.
Or more. It depends. You know, it depends what kind of self-defense weapon we have there. But you... you also, from the first conversations we had, you believe that people need to be able to protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely. They do need to be able to protect themselves. But we also need to be there, and I just don't feel that we are doing the service to the community that they deserve. We need to be there for them. We need to be there when you're in a traffic collision. We need to be there when someone steals something from your car, whatever it is. We need to be there, and we just don't have the resources to do it now. I've talked to you about this until I'm blue in the face, but we have seven officers covering 60 square miles at any one time. Most cities our size are population wise are 10 miles or less. And we have an extra 50 miles to cover, and we're running a lot shorter staff. We should have 130 sworn officers, and we have 106.
So the Proposition A is a proposition.
Measure A
would give us how many more?
It would get us up to our full. We'd get to 130. So it gives us 20. It gives us, what is that, 24 police officer positions in a variety of roles.
And by the way, my friends, the city of Reading has nothing to say about this. They can't put it in their general fund. They can't take it out of their general fund. This is specifically for law enforcement.
Law enforcement, and a little bit goes to fire, so they can get three men on every engine. Another big thing, which will reduce homeowners insurance. So that is a big deal.
It is. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. Three months almost to the day of being on the job here. He is a man that believes in technology as a force multiplier for his officers, especially when you're shorthanded. We need what Measure A is, and I am an unabashed supporter of Measure A because I've seen what more people on the ground means. I've seen if we have a place to put the bad guys, what this can mean. And for people that don't trust this thing, you need to read what Measure A is. That this is locked in specifically. It's not going to go for raises. It's not going to go for unfunded liabilities. It's not going to be pulled out of the, oh, we just got another $5 million for our police. We're going to pull that out of the general fund. You can't do it. You can't. By law, you can't do that.
Right.
So, okay, 8:46 in the morning. It's 49 degrees out there, going up to a very balmy 58 today, cloudy. It looks like we're going to be getting our rain tomorrow. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I went in there yesterday and lost like 6 inches of hair. Yes. The man's last stronghold. Had a great time in there. He showed me pictures. Logan showed me pictures of all turkeys in his front yard, in his backyard. And I said, and I'm going to ask the chief here. Chief, can I shoot a shotgun in the county?
Yes.
How close can other houses be? I don't want to put you on the spot there, but,
yeah,
but
I
is it like 300 yards?
No, it's less than that. I think it's 100 yards, but I'll have to look it up. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
I'm a city cop.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up because if it's in 100 yards, I got a new place to hunt turkeys. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The
Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Welcome back.
And time keeps dragging on.
Free by radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Celebrating 10 years on the air, this portion of the show brought to you by one of our favorite groups of people, Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 40 locations, anything from concealed carry to advanced concealed carry, tactical rifle, unarmed combat, if you don't want to do that, or less than lethal methods of protecting yourself, all of this. At Northern Firearms Instruction. You can register online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, and they're tearing down the parking structure, and half of it's gone already.
Yep.
I have questions about that, and he's going to come on. Bill Spade's going to come on later, and maybe next week, to explain why we're tearing down the structure in the middle of shopping season here for everybody. But impact on crime, because every time you hear things, there's people down there, cars broken into, people congregating, sleeping in there, and all that. Impact?
Yeah, we've got one officer, Brian Berg, who is kind of taken down, adopted downtown as his beat, his home. He's very invested here, and so he's been working diligently and very hard to try and keep our downtown clean. And he's in that parking structure on a daily basis. So it's he's seen it firsthand. We've all seen it, and it is an issue, especially when the inclement weather hits. Then a lot of homeless will go underneath there and congregate to stay out of the weather. So having half of that gone is for that aspect is probably going to push some of the folks that are doing bad things downtown out. The other good advantage of not having that parking all in such a high density area, moving it out, as it means it moves more of the good people out in our expands this area. So when you have more good people walking around downtown and calling in issues or being there, the folks committing crimes don't want to be around people. They want to be where it's quiet and where they're not being seen. And so when you expand downtown into larger areas, you have more people out walking around, out on foot or on bicycles, whatever they're doing, moving around, and it will have an impact and push the negative stuff out.
That's one of the things we've talked about over the last few years, is once you have people living downtown and these new structures and more businesses, it pushes crime out in a way. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah, and I would love to have officers downtown full-time, and if I get another $4.5 million, then we will have officers downtown full-time. And then once
it's like walking patrol.
Yeah, they'd be on foot and on bicycles full
time.
Well,
that'd be great.
7 days a week.
Because you know that when somebody's on bicycles, everybody's a lot friendlier.
They are, and
they approach you guys.
Yeah, they do approach us, and we can sneak up on people. So they don't see us coming in that big blue and white car. We're up on a bicycle, nice and quiet. It's a good thing to have people, officers on foot or on bicycle, to make contacts with the members of our community and to go out and deal with the bad guy issue. So I'm excited about it. I'm very hopeful that we can start that program after March next year.
That's great. Let's see if we can do that, because having a presence, again, presence, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Like that.
You look back to New York City was kind of the brainchild of that, and the crime they used to have in New York, and when they put the cop on every corner program.
Zero tolerance.
And zero tolerance, a lot of things. But that cop on every corner made a huge difference. When you have that presence, it reduces crime.
It just does. Okay. We got like 3.5 minutes left. Any other programs you want to let people know about that's happening for next year?
Really exciting is we have just the grand opening last week, the SHIELD Training Center. The SHIELD Training Center is a consortium of fire and police from Shasta County. And actually, we've moved into Tehama County and Trinity County. But it is a regional training center. So we are still a small community up here, and we can't all do everything alone. So this training center is a conglomerate of all of our agencies together with Shasta College, who's the primary agency running the SHIELD Training Center. It's up off of Caterpillar, and we have classrooms, we have office space, and we have our force option simulators are going to be up there. We have mat rooms for defensive tactics training, and it's got room to grow, and it's going to continue to grow. So all the North State law enforcement agencies, I think you've got the right there.
And it opened up on Wednesday, November 20th at an open house there, and it's a regional training consortium.
Yes.
So SHIELD.
So there's a few others in the state, but none like this one. And this one is going to continue to grow. We're hoping to bring more and more classes up here. That is a good thing, because then our staff doesn't have to travel elsewhere in the state. So we can bring classes up here, and we can get the training that we need to continue to do our jobs.
Okay. 8:57 in the morning here. We've covered a whole lot today that's going to be happening. We're going to be seeing coming out the public portal. I think that's going to be huge. I can't wait to see
that. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah. It's going to be good for the community. It's good for our staff. It's going to be good.
Kind of a joint intelligence center where stuff's going to be funneled in so we can get it out to the police on the while they're in the cars, so it'll be blinking for them right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be great, and that could be even a near real-time type of atmosphere so they can see things happening right there. So that helps then again, too, with your proactive policing. All of this, it's coming up here in the next few months.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the what we're doing in the department, what the city's doing, what the revitalization of downtown, all of these things, good things. I've been here 25 years, and this is the most excited I've ever been. I think it's good times. Good things are coming.
Great. Please pass on to all of your officers that to be safe out there, because you still have about 10% at any one time have been injured on the job.
Yep, between 10 and 20. Yeah, we're average.
10 and 20%.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Some of them come back. I saw we just had those two officers that were assaulted by this guy out at Shasta College. Just came back. One of them came back, and it's been, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah, we still have one of them's off. And
one of them's
they just
off.
Have just had a couple surgeries.
Jeez.
So it's.
Who was this guy? Was he, I mean, was he must have been He must have known what he was doing.
Yeah, he's an ex-con. He's been in and out of prison most of his life. And yeah. He just went back to prison, and he'll be there for a long time.
Yeah, it looks like it. Finally, I just saw that.
Finally, somebody's going to prison.
Finally, somebody's going to prison. Hey, well, thanks a lot for being here. And,
anytime.
Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas for all your people out there.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Silas Lyons is going to be in here from the Reading Searchlight. Reading Record Searchlight. We're going to talk about local papers. We're going to talk about a new reporter that's going to be joining the Record Searchlight, and what this reporter is going to do. It comes in from a different organization that's going to be here to report on local stuff tomorrow. Plus, we've got an author talking about what's happening in the Middle East that has an impact on us, believe it or not, right here. Have a great day. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.